This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom at dinner, plus more with Chris Higgins and news we failed to mention with Jeff Oskey. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The bass player's wife was in the kitchen doing the dishes, and she's listening to her son play with his trains out in the living room. And she hears him out there playing, and she hears him say, all right, all you a-holes, get off the train. And the rest of you a-holes, get on the train and put your luggage under the seat. Well, she runs out there and she says, we don't talk like that in this house. Go to your room. So she leaves him in his room for 2 hours.
Oh,
that's a long time.
Yeah.
So she brings him out and he says, can I play with my trains again? And she says, well, okay, have you learned your lesson? He says, yeah, I think so. So she goes back to the kitchen and he's playing with his trains. And then she hears him say, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for riding with us today. Hope you had a pleasant trip. And the rest of you boarding the train, hope you have a nice day with us today. And those of you pissed off about the 2-hour delay, talk to the bitch in the kitchen.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
This is a free skate.
Do you guys like this voice for the...
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I think I need to hear a little more of it.
That's a Mortimer C. Dick. Mortimer?
Mortimer C. More Dick or Dick?
That's Christy Lee.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Don't poke holes in his story.
The sign like you
said. Just to wrap it to you, Christy, you're telling one of your classics. So we all have classic stories.
Sure.
Things that have happened to us. You're telling one of your great stories, and maybe you're with your husband, and as you're telling the story, all of a sudden he tries to change one little thing. No, I thought the shirt she was wearing was red. It doesn't matter the color of the shirt. I've got a rhythm going here. Yeah. This is my classic story. Shut up.
If you guys are wondering, he does treat regular family dinners just like this show.
Does he really?
He'll get mad at you for ruining his steam. You know? The order comes to the waiter comes to the table right before. He's in the middle of a rule of threes right on the second one before. Oh, she totally ruined it. Totally ruined
as
it.
As he's doing dishes later. I had a Willie joke totally stepped on my joke. I had a joke for the mashed
potatoes. Does an ad read after the appetizer?
Does he intro everybody at the table right before you sit down? Oh, welcome Hart and Billy and Willie. Kelly.
The exact opposite. Oh. He just shows up late with like one one of the little girls. We've all been like sitting for 10 minutes and he's like, you guys haven't ordered. I want to order right now. And I was like, we haven't ordered because you're not here.
We have things to do. Let's get to it. Speaking of things to do.
Yes.
If I look at the big screen, I think we've got. There we go.
Oh,
it's a Jeff Oskey on the big screen. Where are you reporting from?
I am at the Failed to Mention news desk. Chris Higgins, we give you a lot of the news each week. We don't give you all the news, so I come in here to give you the news that we failed to mention. Oh, uh-oh.
Wrong sound effect.
That's the wrong sound effect.
Just stick with that.
Perfect.
Go with what works.
And every week, Chris, we have a sponsor. Normally, our sponsor is Willie's Waterbed Warehouse. Okay. You buy here, we fill here. Good luck getting that heavy son bitch home. But today, I don't know if you noticed the lovely jeans I'm wearing. These were a gift from Tom. So our sponsor today is brought to you by Tom Griswold's Gently Used Jeans. Not only will he give you the shirt off his back, he'll give you the jeans off his sexy ass. That's Tom Griswold's Gently Used Jeans.
Or the ones that Kelly won't let him wear anymore.
Exactly.
The ones that are too big for me.
The rapper Puff Daddy is in the news this week for being a big perv. What you failed to mention, now we all know why the rapper Mace left Puffy and went and became a minister. Minister Mace, although if I were him, I would have changed it to something less threatening like a DJ Pepper Spray or maybe Reverend Runaway.
you might want to hit that toilet flush again.
We learned that stair climbing helps people stay in shape. What you failed to mention, if that were the case, the Mayans wouldn't have gone extinct.
What a funny way to put that.
Good point. It's true.
We learned that a man has a wolf-dog hybrid. What you failed to mention, I'm currently breeding my poodle with a wolf.
Oh.
To have the world's first wolfy poo, the world's first hypoallergenic killing machine.
Oh, yeah.
Let's call that a poof.
A poof. A town of people are freaking out over a giant baby that was placed in the town square. What you failed to mention, not sure about people freaking out over giant babies, but around here I have seen a few giant babies freaking out.
Yeah, you have.
Willie.
Hey.
My friend.
His Coca-Cola was lukewarm. And he's a star and deserves better.
Some dude destroyed an art display of a banana on a wall. Well, you failed to mention, I have actually destroyed 12 Jackson Pollock works by throwing paint all over the canvas, just yet no one has noticed. Some dude got busted for farting during a dart competition. Well, you failed to mention, have not mentioned that. But I have seen a dude take a leak on a guy during a golden tea tournament. Turned it into a golden pea tournament. A zoo in China has painted dogs to look like pandas in lieu of having actual pandas. Well, you failed to mention, 1 o'clock is our famous dolphin show. 2 o'clock, feed the giraffes. Then at 3 o'clock, come and play fetch with our famous barking pandas. And finally, they're serving non-alcoholic beer at Oktoberfest in Germany this year. What you failed to mention, it's an IPA, and the P stands for pansy. I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been the news that we failed to mention.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey.
Jeff's not one of those guys, but are you drinking tonight? No. Pansy.
I missed the word pansy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the matter? Too cheap to go to rehab again? Okay, well, we have Christy Lee at the news desk. Christy.
Batman has become the first superhero to get his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
This really surprises me.
Why?
Wouldn't you have thought that all these superheroes would be in the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
No. I didn't know that fictional characters could get a star.
Right. Yeah. I would have thought it would have been the actor who portrayed those people.
Yeah, like Adam West.
Well,
or
Adam West
Christian
has
Bale.
One, but I'm just saying, yeah, I'm not, yeah, this is kind of weird.
Because now this opens up a whole
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
Is well, he the first fictional character?
Yeah. The first superhero, they're saying.
Yeah. You can buy your way onto the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, apparently it is a weird thing.
Yeah, you can watch. There's a lot of sort of lesser.
Yes.
You know, eighth tier Well, he didn't actually need any lines in his career.
Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and M. Emmett Walsh. Although, I do think
he's a great actor, though. He'd deserve one.
According to KTTV, Batman's name is now on the 2,790th star, right next to Adam West, the actor who, of course, portrayed the character on TV, and that of Batman's co-creator, Bob Kane. Burt Ward, who played Robin, attended the ceremony. There were quite a few people lined up dressed in Batman costumes. It was quite the thing.
I'm sure there were.
Yeah, it did. It was.
Is it true that isn't Burt Ward some kind of mega millionaire?
I don't know, but he's the 79-year-old told the TV station, it's kind of like we're still doing it and it will be forever, the whole Batman thing. So
it's right around the corner from where it's right around the corner from where Bruce Wayne's parents were murdered.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the alley.
Yeah. Bad taste on Hollywood's part.
Sure, I think it's terrible.
A broken pearl necklace and a star.
If you go down the street, down Hollywood Boulevard, you can see the Wonder Twins turning tricks.
You don't often hear about the
No.
I guess that's why. Yeah,
that's why. They have not been quite as successful over the years.
Guinness World Records awarded Batman the title of first superhero with a star on the Walk of Fame. Apparently, it's real close to the Guinness World Records building or something. Are they going to run out of space on Hollywood Boulevard? I mean, that's a lot of stars.
They're probably a fair amount of canceled stars they can just chisel up.
Are they guaranteed for life?
Sorry, D.W. Griffith, you're out. Goodbye, Spacey.
Hey, Timothy Chalamet needs one. Are we getting rid of Weinstein or O.J.? What do you guys think?
Nice.
That's a good question.
Jackhammer, jackhammer to it.
Do they? Well, they left O.J. in the Football Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those tough things. Yeah. Like, did Cosby ever get a Mark Twain Humor Award or anything like that? Or, you know,
Oh, I don't know.
You know
like
what? They
Kennedy
actually
honor?
May have taken that away from. Who cares?
What are they going to go to his house and say, give it up, man?
Give us that bust of Mark Twain back.
A new survey from Stamps.com reveals younger generations still like to send and receive handwritten mail.
Oh.
According to the poll of 500 U.S. customers.
Take it to the post office.
65% still send letters and packages monthly. Nearly half of...
Wait a minute. They send packages monthly. Does this include sending shoes back to Amazon that don't fit?
No, this is totally real. Whenever I kidnap a young woman, I always make sure the ransom note goes through snail mail.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it feels a little more fun that way. Email is...
More authentic.
Exactly.
Did you cut up the magazine? Do you do that thing where you get the letters?
I do, and it's very hard to find the magazines. I have to go to a lot of doctor's offices.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like Stamps.com has like a stake in the game? This is like the yellow pages being like, young kids love the phone book. The younger generation love that thick book.
Where'd they take this survey?
Nearly half of Gen Z respondents are active mailers, sending mail at least one or two times per month.
No.
My kids aren't. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Now, I get there's a lot of stuff going on with Etsy and a lot of stuff where, you know, maybe some younger folks are sending packages they've sold or, you know, maybe selling panties on OnlyFans. Or
whatever. There you go. You sure. Know,
I get mine through you.
Uh-huh.
I mean.
What?
At one of my past jobs, someone called up and bought a gift certificate. And the hostess was like, I need to send this to him. And we gave the hostess an envelope and a stamp, and she had no idea. She goes, so what do I do now? And we're the lady's address, and she goes, where? Like, she had no idea how to address an envelope.
What an idiot. Everyone knows you write the address in the top left, and then your name in the middle, you put the stamp to seal it.
I thought she was playing a prank, and she honestly had no idea how to address an envelope.
Do they not
she had never mailed anything before.
I thought they taught
that in school?
They used to.
When I was a kid.
They used to.
Like, check writing, how to write a letter.
They still should. Yeah. It's still a thing.
Of course. 30% of respondents valued the security and trustworthiness of physical mail for sending important documents and sensitive information. I still feel that way. I don't like faxing important documents or scanning them and throwing them through your computer. It seems like it could go anywhere.
Okay, someone could lift them out of your mailbox.
I take them straight to the post office.
The only thing I ever get in the mail are bills and wedding invitations. So whenever I go to my mailbox, I'm like, great, I'm going to lose money either way. Either I have to pay a bill or I have to buy you a toaster. Wow. You know,
like a, you know that pretty much sums it up.
That is a precise joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Two wedding invitations.
I get a lot of gutter cleaning leaflets.
Oh. What are they doing? What is going on? Renewal by Anderson. Yeah. I don't need it. I'm fine.
And when did those big oversized postcard things become a deal? Like everyone uses them now.
I miss the ones from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, with the 20% off coupon. Yeah,
they barely fit in the mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
I could wear them as one of those walking billboards.
You know what went away that infuriates me is the, remember you would get free samples of cereal in the mail?
Yes.
Little boxes?
Yes. What?
You'd get a tiny box of cereal in the mail.
Dude, the world used to be insane. Are you kidding me?
And as a kid, I would go, I can't wait until I'm a grown up and have my own house and I won't have to share these samples with my brothers. They'll be all mine. And now they don't do them.
No.
Did your mom buy the multi-pack mini cereals?
No, that was way too expensive.
Really?
Yeah,
that because that was those were always it was kind of like Neapolitan ice cream. There'd be whatever eight duds. Cereals and
Special K was the only one left.
Yeah, there was always the crappy one was the last one.
At our house now, it's the Sugar Pops.
Oh, really?
It's always the last box.
They still sell those?
I love Sugar Pops.
I get them. Like to me, I was like, oh, I'm spoiling my kids. I'm getting them the individual box. So they could care less. They don't care.
That was like what rich kids had.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm buying the individuals.
When we were kids back in the olden days, you could eat right out of the box.
I love that.
Milk in the box.
They'd have a little, there was a little line on it. You'd take a knife and.
Never even occurred to me.
Oh, we did that. I used to love doing this.
Too,
I do that here all the time.
Isn't it funny now?
Bring in an old box.
Boxes of cereal we'd never eat as kids are the only ones we eat now.
I love old man cereals.
Old man cereals.
You guys know anything about multigrain Cheerios?
Sure. Everything.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They're tasty.
Get involved.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor before bed one night. Take a knife, dip in some peanut butter, and just put that thing right in the Cheerios. You pull it up, it picks it up. It's like a little peanut butter cereal lollipop. It's the greatest, man.
You're like making those sticks that you get when you go into the parakeet cage.
Yes. You ever get
Have
so
all
high?
The seeds on it?
You ever get so high? You look at bird feed and go, I want to get involved with that. Yeah. See what's going on with that stuff.
Get so stoned, you accidentally make a Korean corn dog.
Delicious.
Police in New York City say two people stole a subway train and took it on a joyride, then crashed it.
Has to be the best day in the world.
What?
How do you do that?
The New York Police Department said the pair boarded an unoccupied train in Queens just after midnight and somehow got it running. That leaves it a very open...
These were the guys that played that weird train-driving arcade game that no one ever touched. You remember those?
Yes, I do.
They crashed it into another parked train and ran. Police arrested the 17-year-old woman on charges of criminal mischief and reckless endangerment.
Wow.
Authorities are still searching for her male companion.
I would not have guessed it was going to be a woman.
No! it wasn't. Well, the guy who did it ran and left his woman to catch the case.
He ditched her.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. Was there a train arcade game?
Yes, and it was ultra-realistic in that you didn't even know how to play it. You had to really know how to drive a train to get this thing to go on the track.
Right.
Whoa.
Because you'd put quarters in and get 3 feet, and it was like, game over. Apparently, I didn't switch a track or something.
I didn't stoke the oven or whatever.
Exactly.
This may be the first time the word joy and the word subway have appeared in the headline. A joy ride on a subway.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the first time on a subway is kind of fun.
I like them.
Kind of exciting, and then after a while...
You smell bad.
Yeah, that's what hot pee smells like.
Yeah, I can't stand the smell.
There's like a weird puddle, and you're like, I hope that's water or coffee.
Look, sweetie, the bag lady isn't wearing any panties.
Or the guy, the last time I was on the subway, a guy had a Gatorade bottle, and he kept spitting into it. It was so disgusting.
Oh, that was mouth-based tobacco, probably. He was
It was, I don't know what, it was like more it. Of a, it was awful.
It's the one place I can masturbate in public and people don't treat me like I'm a weirdo. In fact, they go out of their way to leave me alone.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.